Clayton was injured Monday morning in a single vehicle accident.
The 17-year-old driver from Dodge City was westbound on U.S. Highway 50, went left of center on the roadway, entering the south ditch for approximately 361 feet, where the Chevy Cruze went airborne over the railroad tracks. The vehicle came to rest in a field on its wheels. The driver was taken to Western Plains Regional for injuries and thankfully was wearing a seatbelt. I'm J.P. Bazant.
And it was far from pretty. The Kansas men's basketball team bricked shot after shot from the outside. It struggled to find its rhythm offensively. It allowed a Duke team that also looked like it was playing with a lid on the basket to lead for most of the second half. But the result was an early season comeback, 69-64 win for the Jayhawks. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly announced that she will focus on five objectives starting next year, and those include providing tax relief, legalizing medical marijuana, protecting first responders, investing in mental health resources, and expanding Medicaid. Though, with the majority of Republicans in the Kansas legislature, there's a question of whether Medicaid expansion can become a reality. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson is among the state's conservative leaders opposed to expanding Medicaid, despite survey results showing support for it. Masterson said there's nothing in either of the results from Kansas or around the country that suggests anyone is clamoring for spending more of their tax dollars or expanding government and providing able-bodied adults more incentive not to work. However, state Democratic lawmaker Olitha Faust-Godeau said health care is a basic human right, which is a similar opinion held by Governor Kelly, who on social media shared her continued support for expanding Medicaid. Currently, the federal government covers 90% of the cost of Medicaid coverage for adults covered through the Affordable Care Act expansion. According to the annual Kansas Speak survey of 520 adults, nearly 72% support expanding Medicaid in Kansas. And Docking Institute of Public Affairs Director for Fort Hays State University, Dr. Brett Zollinger, said the last 2 years have actually shown some growth in support for Medicaid expansion, up from the lowest 60% range supporting it to 72 to 73% supporting it. Currently, Medicaid coverage for all states is based on income, household size, disability, family status, and other factors, though people in states with Medicaid expansion simply qualify based on income. As the drought continues to intensify across Kansas, many farmers have struggled to keep their crops alive amid the scarce water supply. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Water Resources encourages water right owners to be alert to their water use for 2022 and consider applying for a multi-year flex account, or MYFA, if they believe they may have exceeded their annual water use allocation for this year. Rather than operating on an annual basis with the quantity of water defined by the water right, a MYFA temporarily replaces the water right with a five-year quantity to be used as needed in response to growing season conditions. This option has been available to water users since 2012, providing flexibility by allowing the water right holder to exceed their annual authorized quantity in any year, but restricts total pumping over the five-year period. To sign up for MYFA that will include the 2022 pumping season, water right owners should contact or go to the regional Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources field office before the end of the year. An application must be filed on or before December 31st of the first year of the MYFA term for which the application is being made. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources oversees water appropriation, including annual water use affiliated with water rights. For more information about the benefits of a MYFA and how to apply, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/MYFA. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting on an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter, so donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There is no waiting period to donate blood after you receive a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Norton High School, 513 West Wilberforce. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to unofficial minutes of the November 8, 2022 Norton City County Economic Development Board meeting, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with Executive Director Dallas Goslin, Verla Grish, the Administrative Coordinator, and Donna Lowry, the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. The October meeting minutes were approved by the board. Director Goslin told the board that details of the recruitment incentive from the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center had been distributed to Norton County businesses. He also reported that the Economic Development Administrative Assistant position had been posted and 6 applications had been received, with several interviews scheduled with him, Aaron Hale, John Griffiths, and Donna Lowry. Mr. Goslin then shared that he and Mrs. Lowry had met with the Norton County Board of Commissioners regarding the assistant position, who will also be supporting the chamber, and in return, the chamber will make an annual contribution toward the salary. He reported that the cost of housing materials has increased to the point that he feels it would be better to postpone efforts to build new housing at this time, and adding the increase in interest rates, the purchase price would just be too high. The director reminded those members whose terms will expire in February of 2023, that include Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, and Brad Hopkins, to contact the entity that they represent of their interest to continue on the Norton City County Economic Development Board. He also shared details of a potential land swap, and after discussion, no action was taken. Mr. Goslin encouraged board members to attend the 2022 Norton County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, which is scheduled for Wednesday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. He said a local business wanting to expand was contacted for assistance in finding a building or land, and the director is coordinating with John Pinger of Pinger Smith & Associates for the annual Norton County Legislative Day in Topeka next year. He also discussed the Norton City County Economic Development having more visibility within the community by social media. With no more business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:11 p.m. AAA reports that those planning to hit the road or take flight for Thanksgiving next week can expect plenty of company, as nationwide, nearly 55 million Americans are planning some form of travel, and that number is slightly below pre-pandemic levels. AAA spokesperson Sean Stewart said that in Kansas, they're anticipating 581,000 people overall traveling, with about 90% of them taking to the roads, driving to their destination. Stewart said for the upcoming travel weekend, AAA expects this to be the third busiest since they've been forecasting holiday travel, and this also includes people flying to their destinations. However, for drivers and flyers, holiday travel will cost more this year. Nationally, with inflation, gas prices are up nearly 35 cents per gallon from last year, a jump of nearly 17%, and AAA reports airfares are up 43%. Stewart added that it's going to be busy and it's going to be crowded on the highways at certain times, so they suggest that everyone pack their patients along with their luggage to get to their destination safely. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley with a check of farm news headlines. Over 60 farm worker groups from across America are traveling to Washington this week to urge the Senate to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. The United Farm Workers, the UFW Foundation, and all of the groups will make a trip to Washington, D.C. in order to persuade some of the Republicans to not pass the bill. The Republicans to support the bill will get 60 of the votes needed to avoid a filibuster. Lobbyists for the bill worry that passing it in the next Congress would be close to impossible if Republicans wind up controlling the House. Farm workers from major agricultural states like Arizona, California, Washington, Georgia, and others will be lobbying elected officials, providing America's agricultural workforce with legal status and stability is crucial, says UFW President Teresa Romero. This has been a check of farm headlines. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll get some sunshine at the Central Plains this afternoon. We have high pressure moving in from the west, but it will stay cool, though. That's followed by a warm-up tomorrow, and then colder weather returning on Friday with an Arctic cold front on the way from the northern plains. After that, a high-pressure system from Canada will take over our weather pattern Friday through the weekend. The incoming cold front might bring us a few snow showers Thursday night into early Friday. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure is off to our west over the Rockies and also moving into the southern plains with generally fair weather. We will get some mid-level cloud cover over our state through the afternoon. Most locations will hit the 40s, except for a few spots staying in the upper 30s and partly to mostly sunny skies. No big changes for the overnight hours. High pressure will stay put over southeastern Kansas, the panhandles, and central Colorado. That fast-moving cold front in the Arctic will start taking shape and dropping into our area by tomorrow. We'll have mostly clear skies and chilly temperatures again for the overnight hours. Thursday, we'll have a slight warm-up, except for our northwest counties, as Arctic air begins edging into our state by afternoon. Snow showers are possible in the northern Kansas counties tomorrow afternoon as that front drops quickly southward. We'll get some light rain or snow for the rest of the state. All of that is followed by fair but cold weather on Friday's statewide highs in the 20s and 30s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're expecting low 40s with upper teens to low 20s overnight. Low to mid-30s north-central, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Mid-30s northeast and low 20s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-40s southwest, mid to upper teens for the overnight. Low to mid-30s south-central, tonight we're in the low 20s. Upper 30s to low 40s southeast, and tonight low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Today, I want to talk about a very specific soybean. It's an Enlist E3 soybean, but not just any Enlist E3 soybean. Let me pull over. I'm at a Pioneer test plot near Portageville, Missouri. This field is dedicated to studying new Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. What makes these soybeans special? Because instead of the standard germplasm that is in most Enlist E3 soybeans, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans have exclusive and elite germplasm. Obviously, when we're talking about germplasm, you can't see that with the naked eye. That's why Pioneer has test plots like this one all over the country, to see how their exclusive germplasm performs in the real world. And so far, their performance is impressive. Strong yield potential and great agronomic characteristics impressive. From their DNA in the lab to their health in the field, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans are literally like no other.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64. on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87, and September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
We encourage recycling. Please listen over and over and over.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
See the crowd.